Most photographers never leave auto mode. Not because they lack talent, but because the moment they switch to manual, three numbers stare back at them and nothing makes sense. Here is the counterintuitive truth. Those three numbers are not independent controls. They are one system. Change any single one, and the other two must respond. That interdependence is the entire game, Faustino. And once you feel it click, auto mode loses its grip on you permanently. Think of a window on a rainy day. The window is your aperture, the opening in your lens through which light enters the camera. A wide open window lets a flood of rain in. A nearly closed window lets almost none through. Aperture is expressed as an F number, F2, 8, F8, F16. Here is where it gets counterintuitive. A smaller F number means a physically wider opening. So F2, 8 is a large aperture, F16 is a small one. Now, a wide aperture does more than admit light. It compresses your depth of field, throwing backgrounds into that soft, creamy blur you see in portrait photography. A narrow aperture does the opposite. It pulls more of the scene into sharp focus, which is why landscape photographers often shoot at F11 or F16. The key idea is that aperture is never just a brightness dial. It is a creative decision about what stays sharp and what dissolves. Now, shutter speed enters the picture. This is the length of time your shutter stays open, the duration your sensor drinks in light. A slow shutter speed, like 1 full second, lets light pour in for a long time. That means motion blur becomes a real possibility. Camera shake, a passing car, a child running, all of it smears across the frame. A fast shutter speed, like 1/1000th of a second, slams the shutter shut before motion has a chance to register. It freezes a sprinting athlete mid-stride. There is a practical guideline worth remembering. For handheld shooting, your shutter speed should be at least as fast as the reciprocal of your focal length. Shooting with a 50mm lens? Stay at 1/50th of a second or faster. Go slower, and camera shake becomes your enemy. So shutter speed, like aperture, carries a dual role. It controls both brightness and the rendering of motion in your frame. ISO is the third leg of the triangle, and it is often called the necessary evil. ISO is your camera's selected light sensitivity setting. Raise it, and your sensor becomes more responsive to whatever light is available. Your image gets brighter, even when aperture and shutter speed cannot deliver enough exposure on their own. For example, shooting inside a dim concert hall at ISO 3200 can rescue an otherwise black frame. But there is a cost. Higher ISO settings introduce visible digital noise, that gritty, speckled texture that degrades image quality. Lower ISO settings, like ISO 100, produce cleaner, smoother images when sufficient light is available. That is why photographers treat ISO as a last resort. Push it only as far as necessary, then stop. The takeaway is simple. ISO is power with a penalty. And knowing when to pay that penalty is a skill in itself. Here is where it all connects, Faustino. These three settings are not separate switches. They are a single, balanced equation. Increase your shutter speed to freeze action, and you cut the light reaching your sensor. So you must compensate by opening the aperture wider or raising the ISO. Close the aperture to get a deeper depth of field, and you reduce incoming light. So you must slow the shutter or push the ISO to maintain the same exposure. Every creative choice triggers a chain reaction. That is the exposure triangle in practice. Not a brightness model, but a negotiation between light, motion, and image quality. Understanding the interdependent relationship between aperture, shutter speed, and ISO is the key to achieving manual control over your camera and your creative vision. Auto mode makes those negotiations invisible. Manual mode hands them to you. And once you hold them, Faustino, every photograph becomes a deliberate choice rather than a lucky accident.